Hey, Chevra, MS, this 5-minute Torah comes. Mamish came to me of the Matana from the Eibishter towards the end of Purim. MS says, once we finish learning the long shir, there's no end to Purim, but you open up this week's parsha and the whole episode of Chet Egel, and we all know famously, this will bring us back, you'll understand how, to Purim and to last week's parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry and wants to annihilate us, Moshe Rabbeinu is davening on behalf, and he says, Mecheni na mesifrecha. When he says to the Rabbeinu Shalom, if you're going to destroy Klal Yisrael, take me out of your sefer. And we all know, that's why in last week's Parsha Tisaveh, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillahs of Moshe, but because of that line, he takes him out of last week's Parsha. And Parsha Tisaveh doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name anywhere in it. Bechla. So I was thinking about it. There has to be a connection these days. Last week's Parsha Tisaveh, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not there. And that was the introduction by Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaddish HaSod, the Shabbos prior to the Kedusha and Bracha of Purim. And Purim is very famous that we know in the Megillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not there. So I was thinking about this, Mamish. If you had to throw out a trivia question, name me two, a Sefer, a Parsha, where that Mamish, someone's name is clearly missing without understanding. I think we'd immediately, these are the two places, I can't think of any other Makom, any other Sefer, any other Parsha, besides for these two places. What's the connection between Mechinina Mesifrcha, Moshe Rabbeinu's name, being left out of Parsha Tisavi because of his plea in this week's Parsha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name being left out of the Megillah? So I thought as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu's name being left out of Parshas Tisaveh was a symbolism of the Yeshua, the salvation of Klal Yisrael, the physical salvation of Klal Yisrael. Meaning what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy us because of Chet Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he davens on our behalf and he says, Mechein Tivetifrecha, and ultimately those tefillos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts and saves us. So the symbolism of Moshe Rabbeinu's name not being in Tisaveh was a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. So it must be, perhaps, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name not being in the Megillah also is Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. How so? So it doesn't necessarily have to be a physical issue, it could be a spiritual issue. Meaning, well, what's one of the biggest complaints and the biggest tainas of Yidden, of why we don't live up to who we should be as Bnei Yisrael, as Avdei Hashem, in our learning and our davening, is that sometimes it's just, Rabban Hashem is not so clear to us. We don't see Hashem in a revealed fashion, Nisim Gluyim. Yeah, Vad, if I lived during Kabbalah Sotar, and I saw thunder, and heard lightning, and I saw Kriyas Yamsuf, and I saw Esar Makos, and I lived during the first base of Migdash, and the Urim and Tumim was lighting up, and there was Lechem upon him fresh the entire week, and went, okay, Shkoyach, so then I'd serve God beautifully. Now, please, I don't see Hashem, it's very hard, I forget. Hemesis would be a good taina. Vada, those of us who understand, we open up our eyes a little bit wider, we see Hashem everywhere, but you hear the taina. Comes Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is this whole story that on the surface, again, is like we're saying, is Nister, everything is hidden, I don't see Rabbeinu Shalom, he's not so clear. But when we read the entire story, it's clear to every single one of us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is orchestrating every step of the way. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of puppets and making sure that everything works out, so there's ultimately Gula Shlema. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name would have been in the Megillah, and if it would have been Begiloi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creating the whole Geula of Purim, if it would have been Begiloi, then that would be. So then Megillah's Purim would be like every other Nes. It would be again like a Kriyas Yamsuf, and we wouldn't have it as the chizik that we need to say, okay, Shkoyach, but I have a Megillah's Esther to remind me that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nister, he's always behind the scenes and he's always there and I have to serve him in the deepest of ways. So therefore, just like Moshe Rabbeinu's name is missing Tzavet to save Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is missing from the Megillah to give us the chizik we need to save us in our ruchnias, to give us the chizik we need to remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always by our side, whether we see Him clearly or we don't. And that's as well what we have to walk away from Purim with. We have to walk away that chizik to remind us Hashem is always by our side. Hashem is always watching us. Hashem is always orchestrating everything in this world. Kol Madav Rechaman Al Tav of it. With that chizik, we'll have simcha of Purim and simcha of Adar every single moment of our life. V'hilge, beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh.